Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Michael McDude McDowd. That kind of rolls off the tongue. Let's see here. Russell is off on assignment today. At each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. Today's trivia theme, miscellaneous trivia. And holy smokes, we've got a lot of people in the house today. We got a lot of guests. Mike, who's going to be coming on in the next segment?
Man, it's a who's who, it's an MVP, it's a VIP, it's you know what? For the first time ever in the history of this show that I've been a part of this, we're going to talk about the glorious grand sport of what? No, not cricket. U.S. track and field, United States track and field. We've got the VIPs, the MVPs, the who's who, and they're going to talk to us about a really incredible track meet, one of the oldest track meets. It's a high school track meet to honor the great legendary Bob Hayes, the U.S. Olympian gold medalist, an NFL Hall of Famer. His nickname was Bob the Bullet Hayes. We're going to talk to the director, Mr. Gary Coleman, U.S. Olympic decathlon champion, Garrett Scandling. I've got a little tease with him as well. I'm going to play with him. He doesn't know what's coming. And then a friend of mine from one of the great all-time schools in the state of Florida, the number one HBCU university, the first HBCU university, Henry Smith, he's an MVP. He's a former HBCU baseball player, athlete, and a track coach. These guys do it all. We're going to honor this great tournament. It raises funds for kids that want to go to college.
All right. Audience, we got a mouthful and a house full today. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell. All right, Mike, our guests, go ahead.
Wow, it's a mouthful. It's a who's who, and it's all to salute one of the all-time great. Yeah, believe it or not, how many times do you talk about high school track events? Well, this is not just another high school track event. It is one of the oldest track meets in the entire nation. It brings the best and brightest track athletes from all over the country. It's the 60th annual Bob Hayes Track Invitational. It's going to be held in Jacksonville, Florida, at the University of North Florida, which is a great track venue. And we have three dynamite guests. First of all, we're going to introduce the director of the meet, Greg Coleman. You may have heard of this gentleman. Not only is he a fabulous track athlete, but Greg had a 12-year career in the National Football League with a team known as the Purple People Eaters, the Minnesota Vikings. Phenomenal kicker. I believe your nickname was what, the Coffin Corner? And not only did you play there, but you were also a fabulous player for the Florida A&M Rattlers. Let's hear a shout-out in Tallahassee. I love those uniforms, by the way. Those colors are fabulous. So we're going to talk to you, Greg, in just a second. Our next guest is a – how many Olympic athletes do we have on this show? I can count how many.
We've got a few.
A few. Well, our next guest is Garrett Scantling. And Garrett hails from Jacksonville, Florida. He went to Episcopal High School. He went to the University of Georgia. He represented the USA track and field team in the 2020 Tokyo Games as a decathlon member, and he's an outstanding guy. Can't wait to have a little fun with him because I'm just going to throw a name at him, and he's going to say, come on, get out of here. And then our next guest is a gentleman I've known for a number of years. His name is Henry Smith. He is a member of the Edward Waters University College. He handles Henry, you're a who's who. I didn't realize all the accolades you have. You started out with marketing and sports information, and your title now is, I think, you handle facilities and community outreach, and you're a guy who's involved in Edward Waters, but also the world of HBCU sports, and you kind of know everything and anything. Thanks to Henry, he put this all together to get these great guests. But so, listen, we got a mouthful. Welcome, gentlemen. It's a thrill to have all of you. Greg, I guess the first question for you is, I mean, you've got quite a bio, and we want to talk about you, but one of the reasons we're here at this on the show is to talk about the great Bob Hayes, Bob the Bullet Hayes, one of the fastest men in American history, an Olympian gold medal. Then, you know, once, and you can talk a little bit about Bob Hayes, because not only is he an Olympian gold medalist, but he made the transfer to becoming one of the great ends in the NFL. He's in the Hall of Fame, and he was so fast that you could not have single coverage on him. Everybody had to play zone, right?
Absolutely. Bob changed the game. Being a native here in Jacksonville, Florida, an icon that we all looked up to when we were little shorties growing up. But one of the most important things when Bob won the gold medal in Tokyo, there were a group of founders, coaches, mentors, and teachers felt that he didn't really get the honor that was due to an Olympic gold medalist, a two-time gold medalist. So they created the Bob Hayes track meet 61 years ago, and it's still in existence today. At one point in time, it was slated as the largest one-day track meet in the nation. We're now streamlining to become one of the more elite track meets in the country. And we've got a great weekend. It starts on Thursday night with our Hall of Fame gala, which the young man on this screen happens to be an inductee into the 2025 class, Garrett Scanling, along with Al Chester, quarterback from Florida A&M, the great Justin Gatlin, Pauline Davis Thompson, a great Bahamian, five-time Olympian. She will be on that class. And a name I think that most people in the track and field world will recognize, Tawana T.T. Terry, who was the second leg on that 4x100-meter relay in Paris, who brought home the gold. So she was also a Bob Hayes champion. She ran in the Bob Hayes meet when she was a high school student athlete down at Miami Northwestern. So was Garrett Scantling when he competed over at Episcopal. He is a Bob Hayes champion. I competed in the Bob Hayes track meet when I was in high school here at Jacksonville Range. So I became the meet announcer after I graduated from Florida A&M. So I've been the meet announcer for a long, long time. And just recently, over the last few years, the baton was passed to me to continue the legacy and the legendary Bob Hayes, continue to honor track and field. Now, I'll say this, and I'm going to shut up after that. Michael, yes, the NFL was my profession, but it was track and field that opened my eyes to what was possible. Being a part of Junior Olympics and qualifying for the Olympic trials in 76 and competing abroad, it was track and field that really taught me, you know, man, dare to dream. And I did, even though I chased that little pigskin football, but it was track and field that really opened the door for me.
Hey, time out, Greg. Before we were on the air, I said, well, we're all thrilled that you're on the show. It's quite obvious how succinct you are to the point. You are a broadcaster as well. You worked for KFAN in Minneapolis as the Viking sideline announcer. And you know about getting in and out. I mean, man, you went right to the point. You summarized. We just talked about the show in 10 seconds. It's beautiful because you are a broadcaster's broadcaster. So thank you. So glad to have you aboard. And I think one of the other important things about, and I think Garrett will definitely agree with this, and Henry, one of the things we must admit, the only time, and I don't want to talk about the subject right now, but to talk about this Bob Hayes Invitational held this Saturday at the University of North Florida, we don't talk about the great sport of track and field. It only typically comes up every 4 years of the Olympics. And I think that's a bunch of baloney because it's a great sport, and we can talk a little about the history of it. Boy, it's high times we talk about this great sport. And Garrett Scantling from Jacksonville, Florida, a member of the Episcopal. Well, you guys are the Eagles High School. What are you guys? Garrett, I told you before we went on the air that you and I have a connection. And here it is. Are you ready for this? Does the name Andrew Furis ring a bell?
No way. So he's right above me right now. That's crazy.
I was going to say, isn't he your roommate?
Yeah, we live in a duplex. He's got the hole upstairs. That's crazy.
Wake him up, will you? It's 11:45.
Right, he's at work now. That's awesome. That is awesome. Small world.
Yeah, no, I know how much he cares about you and how much you guys love each other. You guys are great friends. So I'm thrilled to meet you finally. He's told me all about you. But, hey, excuse me, how many guys get to represent the United States of America? We're going to take a quick break, but you're a decathlon champion. We want to talk about your success and what you're doing in this sport and what the Bob Hayes Invitational meant to you as a young man.
And especially, yeah, we're going to go to a break now, but Gary, you're fortunate enough to go to Tokyo and not like having them in Beirut or some other crazy place. You know, Tokyo's going to be a beautiful.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, here's our first trivia question. And again, a reminder to our guests here. If you know the answer, don't say anything quite yet. We'll let you answer and come back. All right, which monument has the world's largest unreinforced concrete dome? Kind of an odd question here. Which monument has the world's largest unreinforced concrete dome? And, okay, I've got just a little bit of time for our silly joke of the week. All right. So a collector of rare books ran into an acquaintance who told him he had just thrown away an old Bible that he had found in a dusty old box. He happened to mention that Guten somebody or other had printed it. He goes, not Gutenberg, gasped the collector. He goes, yeah, that was it. He goes, you idiot, you threw away one of the first books ever printed. A copy recently sold at an auction for $500,000. He goes, I don't think anybody would want this book. It's not worth that much. It was scribbled all over the pages in the margins by some guy named Martin Luther. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell. First trivia question, which monument has the world's largest unreinforced concrete dome? And I see a hand raised. Garrett, what is it?
I'm almost certain this has something to do with ancient Rome, and it would probably be the Pantheon.
It is! Bingo! 1-1. All right. Yeah. Very good. I'm impressed.
Come on, now. Teachers at Episcopal will be proud of me.
He's a history buff. You know, it's funny. I always loved track and field, but I had asthma as a kid, so I was slow. I was slow. In fact, I'm still running my high school one I can remember 50 years ago. All right. Mike, who are we moving on to next? Henry?
Yeah, well, we want to talk to Garrett first because And Garrett, it looks like that University of Georgia education paid off because you got that answer like that. Boom. I'm impressed.
Come on. Yeah, like I said, my mom would be proud of this one.
I got to give you a bad time because, I support the Fighting Irish Notre Dame, but I just want to leave that alone.
Nah,
but
that's all right.
Hey, Georgia, what a school. What a great school, by the way. Garrett, what is it like to I'm pretty envious of you're wearing a sweet-looking jacket, a USA track jacket. What is it like to put on the jacket, the uniform, to sit there, to march in the Olympic stadium? It's got to be the culmination of every kid who dreams about an Olympian. Edward and I have to live our dreams for people like you. What is it like to achieve this dream?
I think you said it correctly there. It's a culmination of everything that you've worked for. I feel like for me, the tough part was that it was COVID, right? So it was during a pandemic. My family couldn't be there with me, but it did still feel like all the best athletes in the world are around me right now. This is where I belong. And I think just especially in a sport like the decathlon, where it just takes so much effort to be prepared for it, I think that I sacrificed so much of my personal life to be good at the decathlon that I felt like that was where I belonged. And I think that once it finally came to fruition, I think that that was just a big moment for me to know that what I was doing was what I was supposed to be doing. And I tell you, even though my parents weren't there, they were having parties back here at 2-3 a.m. in the morning. And I was definitely feeling the support from home, but like I said, it's such a surreal moment, but at the same time, you work so hard to get to an individual accolade such as the Olympics that you can't really be surprised in yourself whenever you make it. It's really just like, this is what I was going for all along. This is what I believed in myself, and this is what I knew that I could do. It was definitely a great experience for me. I ended up coming in fourth place, so very, very close to a medal, which was like, I think it would have been 6 seconds in the 1500 is what I missed it by. So, but at the end of the day, like I PR'd in the 1500 by 10 seconds. So it's all about just kind of leaving it out there and doing what you know that you can do. And I felt like I did that. So
well, it's so impressive. You know, there's, yeah. I mean, 10 events, you know, I mean, it's so much to have to be good at everything. Now from an economic standpoint, has being in the Olympics, even if you didn't win a medal, maybe you didn't get on the Wheaties box or something, but have you been able to use any of that success in professional life?
Oh, I mean, it has definitely changed my life. That OLY designation has done wonders for me, not only in the sport. I mean, that just once I made the Olympics, that's when I signed with Nike. That's when I did all the things professionally in track that I wanted to do. But even on this end, coming back to Jacksonville, right now I'm teaching at Episcopal, the Episcopal School of Jacksonville. I teach 3 sports performance classes. I coach 3 high school sports. And all of that is just kind of just to be around the kids and be like, hey, I used to be in your shoes. Look what can happen if you really go for it. And so I think that the biggest part of receiving that kind of Olympian designation is for me being able to pass it on to that next generation and for them to understand that, you know, I was just some kid that with ADHD, 5th, 6th and 10th grade, and look at me now. So I'm just kind of a living, breathing example that if you put your mind to something, you can do it.
And Garrett,
Mike, let me say this. I want to piggyback on something that Garrett just mentioned, talking about sharing those stories on what it takes to win, what it takes to be a success. Now, we have a middle school component. It's called Huddle with the Legends. We've got about 300 middle school kids on Friday that will get a chance to talk with these Olympians about chasing their dream and what it takes to win. And this is what it's about. This is what the Bob Hayes is about. It's more than a track meet. It's an experience. So the conversation that they're going to have with these young people will actually change their lives because you know how impressionable young athletes are and kids are. So we've got all of these great athletes, Olympians and others, going to share their story. These kids are going to get an opportunity to talk one-on-one with these Olympians about what it takes because they all are chasing this gold medal.
You know, that's awesome because it makes them better people, you know? I mean, it's funny. I think about Paul in the Bible says, run to win the race.
Absolutely.
You know? Greg, and I don't want to forget what I was going to ask Garrett now. Greg, hold on. Garrett, I believe you are the only school in America that I'm aware of, high school where you are at right now, that actually has two Olympians on the same teaching staff. Am I not correct?
Martin Zubero, yes, sir. Wow. Absolutely. Wait, unless we're talking, are we talking about the same one?
Yes, yes. That's good knowledge, man. That is good knowledge. And I'm new to this area, so come on.
Okay, well, let's bring Henry on.
Yeah, and Henry, just a second. Greg, that gold medal, is that not Bob Hayes' gold medal?
It is the gold medal that Bob won the 100 meters in Tokyo back in 1964. We have also created a Bob Hayes mobile museum because a lot of kids know the name of Bob Hayes, but they really don't know him. We've got a lot of his artifacts, the shoes that he wore, the gold medal itself, and other artifacts from the Cowboys. So it will be a history lesson for a lot of these kids.
That's awesome.
Beautiful. And then, of course, we want to welcome in our other MVP, VIP. I consider him a friend, Henry Smith, who's with Edward Waters University, one of the great HBCUs in the Sunshine State, the first HBCU as well, by the way. Henry, I didn't realize that your office looked so cool, man. That's a good-looking background. Henry,
well, that comes with time and effort. And a lot of praying.
Henry, you have been involved with this track meet for a majority of your professional career. Talk a little bit about how this thing all came together, what it takes to produce. This is not just another track meet. This is the best of the best. The best athletes in America come here, and you guys showcase them. And I would love, I mean, I know Greg kind of mentioned it, but there had to be some phenomenal track athletes that have gone on to big successes.
Oh, yes, indeed. We've had great success over the years. Matter of fact, we have we had to put it in our little storage unit for right now, but we have a wall of just, not just the Hall of Famers, but wall of those who have participated in the Bob Hayes as far as Olympians and as far as our volunteers. And speaking of our volunteers, without our volunteers, we would not have the opportunity to have the success that we have. We have we met last night with our volunteer corps. Our volunteer corps now, we started out maybe back in 30-something years ago, Greg, maybe about 20 or 30 volunteers. We're now up to about 150 volunteers to help make this a success. So we have to account on the community at large, which is the city of Jacksonville, and our family that we have built around the Bob Hayes that has given us the opportunity to take the Bob Hayes legacy to another level. Just to mention a few things and to let the cat out of the bag just a little bit. But gentlemen, we have led this program with the leadership of Greg to another level. And what I mean by another level, we used to do small hometown things, but now we have now lift this bar to be a national title affiliated event. And it's not an event anymore. It is an experience. It is a 4 to 5 different events that collaboration with people. So we have greatly appreciated of this honor that you guys have let us come on and talk about. But the Bob Hayes is more than a track meet.
All right, guys, we're going to cut to our next commercial break. It's funny you mentioned about getting the volunteers. A little shout out to my wife. Some years back, she was part of the Mill Valley Film Festival, which is kind of our big festival here. And she was in charge of volunteers. In one season, she raised it from 200 volunteers to 1,000 in one season. She knows what she's doing. Okay, wow. Second trivia question. Which U.S. state's name is misspelled on the Liberty Bell? we got some people stumped on this one. All right, stay with us. Sports Econ 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance. With state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is. So you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael is open for both takeout and delivery. So if you want pizza the way it ought to be, call us at 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order online. You can either pick up your fabulous pizza or we can deliver it to you. Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily. So call 415-454-4300 or go to mountainmikesanrafael.com and order your pizza.
Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa provides guests with an all-lakefront hotel in South Lake Tahoe, where every lodge room and condominium has a view of the lake and mountains. Hotel rooms offer lodge pine furnishings, gas fireplace, and a full lake view. Condominiums offer private bedroom, full kitchen, and living area with a fireplace. Guests can relax or play on over 500 feet of private beach and enjoy a dip in the outdoor heated pool and hot tub that are also lakeside. Element Day Spa, located inside the hotel, offers individual and couples packages with treatments inspired by Tahoe's nature. The Tahoe Lakeshore Lodge and Spa, located close to all South Lake Tahoe summer and winter activities. Perfect for individual and group getaways to the lake and mountains. No added resort fees here. Call 800-448-4577 or go to TahoeLakeshoreLodge.com.
Just minutes from LAX, the Lum Hotel offers travelers a comfortable and convenient stay in an exciting neighborhood. Its prime location provides easy access to major attractions such as SoFi Stadium, Hollywood Park, and the future home of the LA Clippers. You'll enjoy a fitness center, resort-style pool, and rooftop bar. The perfect spot for dining after a game, enjoying craft cocktails before a concert, or just having a casual dinner. The Lum Hotel just recently opened, so book your reservations now at lumhotel.com. That's L-U-M Hotel.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. And then there were four. Edward Brown here along with Mike McDowell, Garrett Scanley, and Greg Coleman. Henry had to leave us. Unfortunately, he had a very important appointment. What's more important than Sports Econ 101? I don't know. But it was, yeah, an important, important appointment. Okay, second trivia question. Which U.S. state's name is misspelled on the Liberty Bell?
Pennsylvania.
Yes. Pennsylvania, probably because nobody knows how to spell it, but they spelled it differently back then.
I was going to say it because of Philadelphia. Isn't that where the Liberty Bell is?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
okay.
How to spell their own name, you know, their own sport. No, but apparently they spelled it differently. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Mike. Take it away.
Hey, just want to reintroduce our guests and really happy to have, of course, Henry Smith out at a meeting with McDonald's. Okay, I get it. Nothing like a quarter pounder with cheese. Who doesn't love it? And so we want to thank Henry. But Greg Coleman, the director of the Bob Hayes Invitational, the 60th annual Invitational track meet, one of the most prestigious track meets in the nation, next to the Penn Relays. I think that's fair to say. And, you know, it's a who's who of tournaments. We don't normally talk about track and field, especially at the high school level. But this is, again, not just another track meet. It is to honor one of America's greatest athletes, Bob the Bullet Hayes. And, of course, our other guest is a phenomenal decathlon U.S. Olympian from Jacksonville, Florida, a member of the Episcopal High Eagles track team in high school at the University of Georgia, Garrett Scantling. And Garrett, happy to have you. And Greg, I'd be remiss. You're also from Jacksonville. So we got too many Jacksonville guys on here today. But, you know, it's going to be a hotbed of sports this week because you got the TPC, the Players Championship, over at Ponte Vedra at Sawgrass. But you know what? The focus is going to be at the University of North Florida, where you are bringing the best and brightest young track athletes. Tell us a little bit more about why this is so important, and to have you on this our national show. We're thrilled. By the way, Greg, I want to set up a deal right now. We want to be the official national sports talk show of the Bob Hayes Invitational. I'm pretty sure you can make that happen.
Well, the guy that can really make that happen just left. Henry Smith, I'm going to put you right back in touch with him, because Henry is he's our closer, okay? But hey, listen, all things are possible. And we talk about possibilities. And that's what the Bob Hayes track meet is about. Because when I was a youngster, I told you, NFL was my career, but it was track and field that opened my eyes. Now, another component of the Bob Hayes track meet, we provide college scholarships for participants in the Bob Hayes track meet. And we've been doing that. One of our founders, Coach James Day, had a vision, had a dream that we need to assist young people with their college education. So we've got this year, we're honoring 8 kids with $3,000 scholarships to help them. And I look at it, I take it a little bit further than just a scholarship. I think with the tutelage and the support and the help that we give these young people, we're not only changing their lives, we're changing generations, because a lot of these kids, they're first generations going to college. So imagine the success that they will breed, and then they will reach back as they climb. So, you know, we're so blessed with great partners here in the city of Jacksonville, Pepsi, you name it, the U.S. Army. I mean, we've even got an Olympian, a former Olympian who's now the Olympic coach of the marathon of the USA track and field team, Samuel Gochi. He's going to be here. So we don't look at the people that support us as sponsors. We look at partners, because a sponsor is somebody who can write a check and walk away. But if you're in partnership with us, you know, Community First, I mean, all we've just got so much support until I'm so honored and humbled by the support that we get. We've got kids coming from Florida, Georgia, South Carolina. There was a couple of teams that were slated to come from the Bahamas, but that didn't work out this year. So next year, we will definitely be international track meet. So I'm so elated that you may look at my face as the lead, as the executive director, but it's so many people behind the scenes. And Henry talked about our volunteers, our timers, our support staff, and the community itself. So, man, I'm just on top of the world, and we will be streamed around the world this year. So, you know, go to the website, bhitm22.org, to get that information about streaming. But, man, we're so blessed, and we will have over 400 guests at our Hall of Fame gala on Thursday night, which I mentioned earlier.
And Greg, I'd be remiss. I gotta thank you, but I'm gonna have the honor of doing some of the play-by-play for you on Saturday. So I'm thrilled, and you know, I hope to bring. I'm gonna bring my A game for you, and you know, it's a big deal and an honor. But you know, one of the things we also want to talk. We want to hit your football career as well. But Garrett, as we mentioned, you know, being a decathlon champion, representing this great nation. Talk about the sacrifice, the hard work that people don't get it out, that don't understand. I know you probably, there are days you get up at like 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning to train, and talk about what this does in the game of life for you and how you're able to motivate and encourage young people.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that for me, it's very, I feel like I have to be on every day. That's kind of the biggest thing for me. If you're not on, then your training's taking a hit, because you want to face your training 100% every single day. That's the way you get better, especially in track and field. And so just like, I don't know, digging deep and understanding that there is a bigger picture here, whether that is athletically or even personally, teaching yourself how to work hard is one of the most important lessons that you can learn as an individual. And I truly believe that. I wasn't always that way. I can tell you in high school that I would try to find the shortcuts. I would try to find what made this easier, what made that easier. But I think growing up and just understanding, yeah, exactly, understanding how the world works, it's just there are no times for shortcuts. And I think that if you want something, there's always going to be someone that's going to want to work harder than you to get it. And so I think that that's the biggest thing. And actually, we've been talking about football and track and football. I spent about 3 months with the Atlanta Falcons in 2017. I was signed on their squad. I was with Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, Matt Ryan, and just understanding that culture and understanding really that it is really cut and dry. If you don't come in here and do something that you're supposed to do, someone else is going to come in here and they're going to get it done without you. And so I think that learning that edge, it really took off for me on the second time that I tried the decathlon. It's just understanding, just go out there and work, Garrett, and everything else will take care of itself. And so I think being able to keep that to the next generation of athletes has been wonderful. And I know it's a lot harder than I expected, just because, once again, they're just like me, that unmolded mind where they want to try to get to things easier, especially nowadays. But there really is no shortcut. And I think that's the biggest thing I've learned.
It's interesting you mentioned that. A good friend of mine was a bronze medal winner in the 88 Olympics for the backstroke. And he would tell us stories about how 6 hours a day in the pool, basically until you throw up. And and he said when you get to that level, and it may be different to decathlon because there's so many different sports part of it. But for swimming, he said when you get to that level, almost everybody is the same physically. Almost. Yeah. He says it's the mental part that makes that differentiates you from everyone else. So I can kind of relate to what you're saying about putting that hard work in. Well,
a critical element that I didn't mention about Garrett is Edward, you didn't know this guy was a heck of a football. 13 touchdowns at Episcopal, 1,200 yards of catching. So obviously, you're just a great athlete, period.
Let me say this. I do want to say this. So with those numbers, I wanted football. Football was where I wanted to go. Like, that's my trajectory. I was actually verbally committed to FAU coming up to signing day, and then track had to take over because they found someone with a higher athletic ceiling to go with, I guess their number one receiver prospect. And actually, it was Bob Hayes, the track meet, where I met Petros Kyprianou, who was the head coach, he was one of the coaches at University of Georgia. And I ended up winning the pole vault, came in like second or third in the high jump. But after that, that's when my prospects for track and field opened up. So when Greg talks about opportunity and giving these kids something to run for and hopefully seeing it bloom into something incredible, I mean, it's exactly what happened to me. And I owe a lot to Bob Hayes track meet for that reason, for sure.
And if we could, we have a couple more minutes. I do want to shift over back to Greg, because you did play professional football as a punter. Right. And what was the name of the coffin?
Well, listen, when you get labeled by Howard Cosell on a Monday night game or a Thursday night game, you know, Coffin Corner Coleman from Florida A&M University, you know, it's hard to shake those nicknames. But I was so blessed and so fortunate to be at the right place at the right time. People say, you know, you're too good of an athlete to be a punter. And that almost cost me my career, because every time I would go run a 4.4, 4.3, 40, and they would say, you're not a punter. You're going to come over here and you're going to try to be, we're going to try you at wide receiver. You got too much speed to sit. So for almost a year and a half, that almost became my demise, until I had enough cojones and say, hey, listen, if you're going to try me at this position, just cut me now. Because I'm a punter, and this was back in the day, the mid-70s, where they would take quarterbacks and change them into receivers, African-American quarterbacks, change them into receivers, specialists, they would try them.
Danny White, right, you know, to make it a quarterback and being a punter also, yeah.
Absolutely, but Danny was more of a quarterback than he was punter. You know, that was a luxury that the Cowboys had. You know, I could stand up under center and take a snap, but you know, reading defenses and all of that stuff. The reason that I became a punter, because I didn't want nobody hitting me. Okay, let's just get that straight.
My dad wanted me to be a field goal kicker, but I didn't have a leg for it. So,
well, I think my best. I was a better field goal kicker than I was punter. But there were very few dual punters and kickers back in the day. So I hung my hat on being a punter. I had a great journey from peewee to the pros. 12 years, I fooled them. And by the time they figured out I wasn't that good, it was too late.
Great right. question. If you can, we'll talk with you. Give me the mentality of a punter. What kind of mentality do you have to have? We had a friend on who played in the NFL for about the same amount of years, Harper LaBelle. He was a long snap punter. He was also a really good tight end at Colorado State. So you're only as good as your next punt, your next long snap. Talk about the pressure of doing that, because it's like no other job in the NFL. Am I correct?
You're absolutely right, and we'll answer that when we come back.
Okay, and then we've got our short little segment, so we'll have to make that one fast. Okay, here's our last trivia question here. Now, this one actually goes back to 2011. That's, for some reason, that's the time frame. What country could you rent for one night in 2011 for $70,000? Apparently, you could rent the whole country.
Where do you get these?
That one's a weird one.
Yeah, I'm not getting that one. I'll get that one. Yeah.
Gary, did.
We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell. Third trivia question was, in 2011, what country could you rent for $70,000? Crickets. Liechtenstein. Greece. That's our favorite country, Liechtenstein. Okay. All right.
It was a while ago there.
Mike, ask your question to Greg one more time.
Hey, real quickly, Greg. The mentality of a punter, what does it take? Because it's not just another job in the NFL.
It's like a relief pitcher. I mean, you're only good as your next pitch. You can't do anything about the last punt or the last kick. So you have to refocus each and every time. There's a cycle, a mental cycle, a mindset, the resilient mindset, you know, that you have to go through. And I published a book called Punt. The acronyms, and I'll be very, very quick. Push through obstacles. Understand your strengths. Navigate through the stuff of life. And then T, take calculated risk. Punting is strength. Punting is survival. It's not giving up. It's not throwing in a towel. Hey, listen, we've got people coming in from all over. We've got great Olympic athletes coming in. But, man, I shout out to our partners in the U.S. Army. We got one of their former Olympians who's now the current marathon coach for 2025, Samuel Gochi. And they're coming in and supporting us, man. Like I said, the Bob Hayes track meet is more. It's more than a track meet. It's an experience. If you want to donate to the scholarship fund, go to BHITM22.org. Go to our website. Continue to support us. Come on out. Everybody's not going to go to the TPC. We got plenty of seats over at the University of North Florida for the 60th running of the Bob Hayes Invitational Track Meet.
Do Gary, you got 10 seconds. Anything you want to say real quick?
Hey, I just want to say thank you for having us. I hope that all you guys get to have the experience of the Bob Hayes track meet. It's a wonderful thing for Jacksonville. It's a wonderful thing for sports. So
right.
I appreciate
Thank you, guests. And you ready? Here's our thoughts of the day. So why do you never want to be kidnapped by a gang of mimes? They do unspeakable things to you. And there we go. We got some laughter there. And, a prophecy class was canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. All right, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, U.S. military.